This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. The state cabinet chaired by Chief Minister Pema Khandu was convened today at Anini, the district headquarters of Dibang Valley. The cabinet approved replacing the Arunachal Pradesh Start as Selection Amendment Ordinance 2025 with a bill. The amendment allows appointment of a retired officer meeting prescribed eligibility criteria as chairperson of APSSB in addition to serving officers. The cabinet also approved the remedial measures recommended by the one-man inquiry commission to strengthen and streamline the functioning of APSSC. Additionally, major approvals of the cabinet include 150 teaching posts in special education, 99 JEE posts and 99 posts of UGC in Jila Parishads, along with additional posts under the Directorate of Panchayati Raj, including LDC and data entry operators. Cabinet approved talent programs such as Battle of Minds, Spelling Wizards and Maths and Science Olympiads as annual calendar events. The cabinet also approved SGST reimbursement concessions for the Kalai 2 hydroelectric project 1,200 megawatt being developed by THDC India Limited and the Atunli Hydroelectric Project 680 megawatt being developed by SJVN Limited. The CM also announced a series of major development initiatives exclusively for Dibang Valley District. Arunachal Pradesh will host the Tri-Nation Under-23 International Football Championship 2026 from 25th to 31st March at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPI. It will feature India, Bhutan and Tajikistan. Meanwhile, Arunachal Pradesh Football Association announced the launch of the Football Players Welfare Fund to support former and senior players. Eligible beneficiaries include players who have represented the state at least three times in senior national championship men and women, with special provisions for international players and members of the 1993 Santosh Trophy state team. APFA will also introduce an accreditation card system for players, coaches and referees at the UPI stadium. The registration fee will go to the PWF. Additionally, annual and monthly membership cards will be issued to the public for access to the stadium track for fitness activities. A healthy baby was delivered inside 108 ambulance en route SEPA East Kameng District Hospital to TRIMS Nahalagan with the help of emergency medical technician of EMRI Green Health Services. 108 free emergency ambulance services were launched by EMRI Green Health Services, formerly GVK EMRI in the state, on 21st June 2021 by Chief Minister Pema Khandu. Since then, the service has served more than 35,000 beneficiaries across the state. To improve accessibility and inclusion through Indian Sign Language, a sign language training workshop is going to be organized from 3 to 5 February at State Banquet Hall, Itanagar. It is being organized by the Department of Social Justice and Empowerment and Tribal Affairs, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The workshop is intended for parents, guardians of children with hearing or speech impairment, along with the government officials and NGOs who support them. The registration is ongoing. Basar MLA Nyabi Jinidirji, in collaboration with MS Infoway IT Solutions, is providing free government-certified computer diploma courses exclusively for students and unemployed youths of Leparada district. Registration for the course will begin from February 5 till 15th February. Training locations are Itanagar and Nahalagan. The MLA has urged the youth residing in the capital region to seize this opportunity to build a more secure and brighter future. She said that her vision is to see the youth of her district stand tall and confident in any career they choose. To strengthen career guidance and skill development in government schools across Cape Panyur district, a one-day training program was organized at the conference hall of the DC office. District administration, in collaboration with the Wadhwani Foundation, organized the program. It introduced an AI-based career awareness and guidance app, and a joint initiative of the Ministry of Education, Government of India, NCERT, PSSCIVE and the Wadhwani Foundation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.